B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Mark, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, so I've been seeing this girl, Dana, for about 3-4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty cool, man. We met at a bar, and we really hit it off. We went out to dinner last weekend, and I'm looking forward to, you know, what's going to happen next between us.
What was it that, when you guys went out last time, what happened?
She just ghosted me, man. Like, we went back to my place right after dinner.
Yeah.
And we hung out, and the next morning, I had a meeting, and she kind of just left.
That's never good.
Did you leave something out that maybe she found that might have scared her off?
No, I have nothing like that laying around.
Okay,
yeah, so it's hidden in the back of the closet.
So yeah. So she spent the night. You guys had a good night. She stayed until the morning.
Right, then I had my Zoom meeting for work, and after my meeting,
she left.
I came out to look for her. She was gone.
I'm sticking with the she found something you just don't know about. Sometimes you have something weird lying around the house and you might not realize. Listen, we've had people who save their piss in the fridge.
Damn. I'm thanks for that reminder.
Like, there's probably...
Listen, I do not save my piss in the fridge, man. Don't do that.
I'm not saying it was piss in the fridge, but it was something. Like, maybe she found some dog poop somewhere. Maybe she saw some shit stain on your underwear. There's just no way that she's just going to leave without telling you. And
then I free ball.
Okay, well, in that case, I would go through your place again because she robbed you. She either found something she didn't like or she found something she did like, took it, and bounced on you. But other than that, unless you're leaving something out, there's just... I can't think of anything, at least. But anyway, whatever. We'll give her a call for you next. Maybe she'll answer it.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Mark. Sounds like a nice guy. He said that him and this girl, Dana, they've been hanging out for a couple weeks. And the last time he saw her, they went out. They had a good date. They went back to his place. She stayed the night. So I'm not even going to ask if the sex was good or whatever. Clearly, you know they had sex. You know it wasn't terrible because she didn't bounce on him in the middle of the night. He said that in the morning he got on a Zoom meeting for his job. And then when it was done, she was just gone. Pebbles asked if she possibly found something in his house that sketched her out and made her want to bounce. Mark, do you have a room, and I'm only asking this because it's happened before, do you happen to have a room in your house that's dedicated to Adolf Hitler?
Ooh.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, that happened once before, didn't it?
The guy said he's a masterful speaker. Let's try and call this girl Dana right now and see what happens. So stay quiet, Mark.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dana?
Maybe. Who's this?
Okay, Dana, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain to you why we're calling you. We got your number from somebody who likes you. So what we're doing is a good call. It's a guy who likes you. You know him. And according to him, he likes you and he feels like you like him too. So the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to a date with this gentleman, we would basically you get to choose the date and we'll pay for any type of date that you choose. And we'll tell you the guy's name too, so you're not being surprised with anything.
All right.
That sounds good?
So far, so good.
Okay, so far, so good. So he is somebody who you went out with and hung out with before, and he's confused because he said, according to him, you kind of just left him and he hasn't heard from you since. His name is Mark.
No, I'm all good. Thank you.
Hold on.
I'm all set.
Can you just say what the more, so we can tell him because he's very confused. We have a suspicion that you found something kind of sketchy in his house that scared you off.
No, you know when you we've been dating for a while, a few weeks, and you get to know somebody, you talk about work comes up a lot because that seems to be all we're doing these days. And, like you said, we had a great time, went back to his place. But in the morning he wakes up, tells me he's got a meeting, which is cool. He logs on to this conference Zoom call. And, you know, there's no video or anything. So I figure, hey, we can maybe have some fun and we can put it on mute and see where it goes and try to ease the boredom of a little bit of a work call.
He didn't mention this.
But you know, as we're having a good time and starting to get into it a little bit, the voices start popping up on the Zoom call. And all of a sudden I realize that I recognize one of the voices. And it turns out that my dad is his boss.
Your father?
What the f***?
What?
Hold on.
No way.
Data, but here's the thing, is that in these 3-4 weeks, he's been bitching about work and about his head of a boss.
Okay, stop.
For
Data.
Weeks on end.
No.
Dana, Mark
and
is on.
Way.
Wait,
that
Mark's,
my Mark can, dad is his boss.
Okay, Dana, Mark can hear what you're saying. He's on the phone and he heard you say that.
Oh,
Dana, that's your father?
That's my dad.
I'm sorry that you're related to him.
Oh, that's your cousin.
Excuse me.
You're the daughter of
Satan. He is more mad than you.
Oh, my God.
What do you, wait, hold
you
on a second.
Oh, f*** yourself. I'm done.
Wait. We didn't even ask. Maybe Dana still wants to go out with you again.
No. All
listen,
good.
Listen, if she's related to the guy who takes 3 weeks to pay me.
So do you not want us to ask her out on a date? Another date?
I don't want to be related to anybody related to him. Like, I don't want to be, you know, involved with anybody like that. I can't even go through the list because this guy is such a prick, man. He's a piece of and I want nothing to do with her. If I have to see that guy's face, oh my God. Listen, at least she was sucking my during the Zoom meeting.
Oh, God. Well,
that was nice of her. Hello? Oh, he hung up. Oh, so Dana, never mind.
You know what? Good riddance to him, and I'm going to make sure my dad fires that piece of shit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.